2 hours later, Dr. Valenti came into the room. He was in a great hurry, and the points of his mustache stood straight up. He was a major, and his face was tanned, and he laughed all the time.
"How did you do it, this rotten thing?"
he asked. "Let me see the plates. Yes, yes, that's it.
You look healthy as a goat. Who's the pretty girl? Is she your girl? I thought so. Isn't this a bloody war? How does that feel?
You are a fine boy. I'll make you better than you. Does that hurt?"
"You bet it hurts. How they love to hurt you, these doctors. What have they done for you so far?"
"Can that girl talk Italian? She should learn. What a lovely girl. I could teach her. I will be a patient here myself."
"No, but I will do all your maternity work for free."
"Does she understand that?"
"She will make you a fine boy. A fine blonde like she is? That's fine, that's all right.
What a lovely girl.
Ask her if she eats supper with me."
"No, I won't take it away from you.
Thank you very much, miss. That's all.
That's all I want to know." He patted me on the shoulder.
"Leave the dressings off.
Will you have a drink, Dr. Valentini?"
"A drink, certainly. I will have 10 drinks.
Where are they?"
"In the armoire. Miss Barclay will get the bottle."
"Cheerio.
Cheerio to you, miss. What a lovely girl. I will bring you a better cognac than that."
He wiped his mustache. "When do you think it can be operated on?"
"Tomorrow morning. Not before. Your stomach must be emptied. You must be washed out. I will see the old lady downstairs and leave instructions."
"Goodbye.
I see you tomorrow. I bring you better cognac than that. You are very comfortable here. Goodbye. Until tomorrow. Get a good sleep. I'll see you early."
He waved from the doorway. His mustaches went straight up. His brown face was smiling. There was a star in a box on his sleeve because he was a major.